From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration announced today that the popular Cash for Clunkers program will end on Monday night. Congress appropriated $3 billion for the program, and almost $2 billion has already been claimed. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Cash for Clunkers program has proved popular with car buyers and the auto industry. More than 450,000 cars have been sold through the program, and both GM and Ford have hired additional workers to meet the demand. Cash for Clunkers has not been without its problems, however. Car dealers say they haven't gotten reimbursed by the government for many of the rebates they've already paid out. President Obama, speaking on a radio talk show, says that's being addressed.
I think this is actually a high-class problem to have, that we're selling too many cars too quickly, and there's some backlog in the application process. It is getting fixed.
General Motors and Chrysler say they will provide dealers with upfront advances to cover any cash shortfalls related to the Clunkers program. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says a public option is a proposal for nonprofit health care that is just one component of his plan to overhaul the system. Speaking with syndicated radio talk show host Michael Smirkonish today, Mr. Obama said those who want to improve the system must decide for which remarks about health care overhaul are true. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told a news conference that you can't go along with any health care plan that does not have a public option. Some liberals have accused Democrats of caving into conservative critics of the public care option and other aspects of the health care overhaul plan. A former Libyan agent jailed for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 has been returned to Libya to die. The Obama administration says it deeply regrets the decision to release him from a Scottish prison. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Scotland's justice minister says Abdul Basit al-Megrahi is a dying man, terminally ill with cancer, and that's why he was sent home to Libya. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said for weeks now, top U.S. officials tried to persuade Scottish and British authorities to keep Megrahi behind bars to serve out his life term.
In essence, the Scottish minister today said that a convicted terrorist has a right to die at home. And the United States could not disagree more.
Megrahi was the only person convicted for the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, which killed 270 people, including a large group of Syracuse University students who were studying abroad. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Bermuda has issued a tropical storm warning as Hurricane Bill approaches. Forecasters say the storm center is expected to pass between the island and the eastern United States on Saturday. Bill is the first Atlantic hurricane of this year. This is NPR News. Preliminary results from Afghanistan's presidential election are not expected for days. Incumbent Hamid Karzai needs more than 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. He had urged voters to defy threats of violence and fraud by going to the polls. Election observers say voter turnout was lighter than in 2004, but that millions shrugged off Taliban threats to disrupt the process. At least 26 people were killed in scattered election-related violence. The Justice Department has announced a major drug takedown. 43 people were indicted in Brooklyn and Chicago today. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
The defendants allegedly made almost $6 billion trafficking in cocaine and heroin. According to the indictment, they used every form of transportation available, from tractor trailers to submarines. Attorney General Eric Holder announced the charges at a press conference in Washington.
These cartels are not abstract organizations operating in far-off places. They are multi-billion dollar networks funneling drugs onto our streets.
10 of the 43 defendants are drug cartel leaders. Many remain on the loose in Mexico or the United States. Holder said the Mexican government is helping the U.S. hunt them down.
Ultimately, I expect that they will be here in the United States and they will face justice.
The indictment alleges the defendants smuggled nearly 200 metric tons of cocaine into the U.S. over nearly 20 years. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points to close at 9,350. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 19 points to close at 1989. The S&P was up 10 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.